it's about the ball for us. On Thursdays, we make that whole team competition. Our mindset defensively is certainly improving in terms of that ball hawk mindset. We forced 6 fumbles over the last 2 weeks. Bad news, we have not recovered any of those. So good things happen to those who run. We totally believe that. The mindset to go keep attacking, that part's improving, but we're not there yet. We have a real challenge offensively. San Diego's forced 11 turnovers themselves, and so we know that's going to be a huge part of this game. We got our work cut out for us. We'll train each other really hard this week in hopes to get ready for this one. We love the work, the process that started underway, but we got a lot to hit on today, especially in the third down in 2 minutes. That'll open it up for you guys, getting ready for the game.
Coach, how would you look at Keanu, how he's playing right now? And I noticed that he popped up on the injury report. Is that knee still bugging him at all?
Yeah, he's doing fine. He will probably be on there every time you have a surgery. It's just, you know, it's going to be a maintenance thing for, you know, probably the whole year in terms of always working, always improving on it. The thing I am most impressed so far is the tackling. Man, is he playing physical. And we knew that part of his game was going to come to life, but it's the style and the attitude and the way that he tackles that really jumps out to us. So we've been very pleased with that part.
What's the next step for him?
Ball hawking. Mm-hmm. And he's such a physical guy, so now can you force some fumbles? Can you, you know, get the ball off of guys? Because the man-to-man matchups that he's had, the tackling that he's had, it's exactly like we'd hoped it would be. And then the next step as a ball player is having that same physicality and then, oh, by the way, trying to get the ball out as well.
With fumble recoveries, is there an element of luck there, or is there actually something you think you could do?
Well, I'd probably say there's a little bit of both. The element of luck, you know, their guys, you know, whether it falls and goes to them, what we do know, the more you get, the better opportunity that you have. And so we know we've got to keep forcing them because you're not going to recover every one of them. There is a real technique to recovering fumbles when you're in the open, when you're in traffic. How do you slide and cradle to go for it? So there is definitely an emphasis of technique that goes with it. We do play a lot of zone defense, so just batted balls can sometimes turn into interceptions when you're really breaking on the football. So there's a style that we'd like to be, forcing the fumbles, getting, you know, the interceptions. We recognize not every fumble that's caused you're going to get, but we need to get more, that's for sure.
First impression of Cliff Matthews yesterday?
It was great to see him. He looked really fit. He looked lighter. I don't know if he is from, you know, his last time a year ago or longer here. Thought he looked very strong, just like he'd expected to be. So a very good first day. We're anxious to give him some more today and some more tomorrow. But the first day, he passed the first test.
I know you talked about this earlier in the week, but with Jalen, I mean, not to give away strategy or anything like that, but do you expect him to be active?
We do.
You do expect him to be active this week, okay.
Yep.
What was it the last 2 games where he just wasn't ready?
It wasn't necessarily a function of Jalen not being ready. We stayed with the same group that we had. So it wasn't a case of him not being ready. He was fit. He was came in great shape. So it wasn't a negative reflection upon him. We just ended up going with the same crew that we had. Some of the corners that we had have had a very significant role on special teams. So it wasn't a question of him not being ready. It was more a question of the group that we had in terms of adding another, putting someone else down to get him up.
And where's his role now on defense? Because you got Poole who emerged.
Yep.
He thought about moving Alfred inside, you know, but Poole emerged. Now Alfred's outside.
Yeah, he'll stay mostly outside. But the times that we match, that's when you see the other guys go inside. You've seen True inside. You've seen Robert inside. So on times that we match some people, you would see Jalen inside. But we'd like to keep him outside.
How much better is it to have a team like this in your home stadium? I know you've been on the road the last couple weekends. How much does that bring to you to I guess, open up your game plan a little bit more?
Well, I don't know if it opens it up, but what I can tell you is, like, we're so pumped to be back here with the crowd. And for any, you know, operation that runs at the line of scrimmage, they're equipped to handle no huddle, and certainly Phillip Rivers has had plenty of experience at that. So as opposed to changing the game plan for them, the thing we're most pumped about is getting this opportunity right back here at home with our guys. So, you know, that connection with the fans that we have, it's strong. We need them out in full force, I can promise you that.
Would you rather have the talk about the Falcons now, or would you rather be a little under the radar until you really get it to where you know what I mean? Because more people talk about you, it start getting a little bit bigger.
No, I'm not worried about that. We expect to play well, but as far as like looking too far out, that's not the style. Our identity is right about being in the present moment. All the preparation for this week, so We're not going to let the outside sources, you know, of what down the line, like, we got a hell of a team coming in here to play this weekend. So that's where our focus is.
San Diego has allowed just one run of 20-plus yards. What will be key for you guys to get the run game going?
Really, it's having that balance, our play-action game of having that come to life, because when some of the deep developing routes or the keepers that happen, you can't just step up on the run like you'd like. So having that balance is going to be a real key for us in this ball game, that's for sure.
Okay, and I know you don't want to have mistakes anywhere, but which one of the are more concerned to you, the physical ones or the mental ones?
I would say probably the physical ones. We recognize the mental ones are going to happen, but if there's a technique error or you're really going for it and a mistake happened, I'd rather them happen at full speed. The mental ones, we know we're in keep drilling, keep training. So the physical ones, we recognize that's ball. A guy made a good play, he made one. But for us, doing right longer is both physical and mental. And that we know this one's going to, you know, be another hard-fought game. That we're going to have to do right longer than them for sure.
And how important has it been for the running attack, for those wide receivers to still hold a block or some contact with someone?
Yeah, those are things that we'll talk about with the team that don't necessarily show up in the stat sheet. But it's Julio Jones on the game against Carolina, like sprinting full speed across the field to try and get to the safety to get Freeman, you know, that extra block that he needed. So it's really the team. We're all an extension of one another. It's the O-line and the protection and the running backs in protection when, you know, we are able to hit a good route. Oftentimes it's the run game. It's the receivers that get involved in our offense quite a bit in the run game. So it's not just where they run off. They're going down to try and dig out safeties, dig out linebackers. They recognize they're an important part of it. We're at our best with balance, so we're all an extension of each other.
And those wide receivers, that also kind of, I would think, that physical nature also lets everybody else know, hey, they're doing it, we can get involved.
That's right. No job is not your job. And that's one of the lines that we like to say to the team, because if we're going to be about it together, then on this run, you need to have that safety. On this pass, you need to have that block made. So we love that connection that the team has together. It's those small moments that, you know, the guy you're playing with, you can count on, that makes a big difference.
You mentioned Eagles tackling with the tight ends that San Diego has. He could be a real factor in coverage as well. How have you felt he's developed in that way?
We do. Our tackling improved last week. It was one of the first games we were, you know, under double digits from missed tackles, and we're going to keep working our tail off to get that part right. They definitely feature the tight ends quite a bit, as well as the running backs. So he'll be right down in the middle of it again, and we're counting on that good tackling. The yards after contact, that it, when the play happens and we're playing zone defense, that's where it ends.
Any changes to the injury report today?
I'll give you there's no changes. Taylor Gabriel will not participate again today. He's doing much better. He's here going through the protocol, and C.J. Goodwin will go through the rehab run process again with the training staff, and he's also improving, but those two won't participate in practice.
Coach, is there anything that Kyle has done this season that you're like, you sit back and just say, wow, man?
There's a number of times I've said on the headset, man, that was a good call. And I think as a play caller, that's when you can kind of get into a groove and you set one thing up and here comes the next. And I think that's a real strength of his, Vaughn, where he has the ability, this formation may mean this, and then the next time you see it, it may mean something else. So something that happens earlier in the game or even earlier in a drive and you show the same look and you do something else out of it, that can be very frustrating for a defense. So I think he has a real knack of, you know, it's trying to show one thing, and then the next time up, not necessarily the same thing, and a different way to use it.
When you look at the offense, do you see reasons to believe that it'll be more sustainable to success this year than last year when it faded?
Our real issue last year was the ball. You know, we played well on third down. We did well in time of possession. Our running attack now, you know, the way that, and the balance that we're having, the keepers, the play action, all of that part of our game is alive, and we continue to expect that kind of success.